Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 152. Today I want to talk about your timeline. So this is talking about your timeline, my timeline, your neighbor's timeline, your best friend's timeline, your grandma's timeline. We all have a timeline. And what I mean by this is, it's obvious, but it's worth explaining, is that our timelines start obviously when we're born, they end when we pass away. And we leave this earth and we leave the legacy that we left. All of our timelines look differently. And that's really what I wanted to talk about on this episode. I wanted to take time because, as are most episodes, that's from experiences in my life recently. And I wanted to send out some gentle reminders to myself and to all of us and to you listening right now. My timeline recently, even since the last episode that was published, I have moved to another city. I'm now living in Des Moines, Iowa, and this is my second big move from home in 1 year. And that, my friends, has taken mentally, emotionally, and financially, it's taken a toll on me, more of the first two, mentally and emotionally. It has been a little bit draining for some parts of the last year. I've talked about it quite often, but when I moved to Long Island, New York last summer, almost exactly on the day that I moved there, when I came back, it was a very big blow to my reputation, only to me, and emotionally. There was a lot I had to process, a lot I was not ready for, as you can imagine, and a lot I was overwhelmed by. And it took me a really long time, and I'm still processing, and I'm still figuring things out, as I will be the rest of my life, as we all are. And now I'm in Des Moines. I have moved again. I took another leap, and I decided to move here. And I recently, a couple weeks ago, I accepted a fifth grade teaching position in West Des Moines. I am really, really happy, and I'm really, really excited to both have a full-time teaching job and to be here in Des Moines. The past couple weeks, I moved in last week, and it's been amazing to kind of discover the city, discover a lot about myself. And at first, I thought when I moved here, let me back up. When I moved back from New York after the breakup, I had to do a lot of self-discovery. I rediscovered a lot of things about myself. I had to find out how resilient I was going to be, how many obstacles I could overcome, and I went to therapy for the first time. It was a big chapter of self-love and self-discovery in my life. I thought that would eventually go away, and I would just be back to looking at different things in my life in different areas. That is true for the most part, but I think that even with this move to Des Moines, it's still a huge part of patience finding myself again. So this chapter for me is extending into self-discovery and patience and self-love and anxiousness and feeling like I'm behind. And that's where the talk about timelines come in. I thought that when I got a full-time job, naively I thought this, I thought that when I got a full-time teaching job, something that I've been working really hard for two very long years. Woo! Wow, does it feel like longer than that? It feels like 50 years. Past 2 years of me have been very hard. You know exactly why, and I've talked a lot about it. I'm not going to talk in detail right now, but it's been a long time coming, and it's been my goal. That goal has not changed in the last 2 years since I graduated from college, and I finally got it, my friends. I finally get to be Mr. Handle. I finally get to go teach and do what I want. But one thing didn't change. It actually, you know, I thought that, once I got this job, that my timeline, I feel at peace. I would feel like, okay, you know what? I did it. I got here. I achieved my goal. My timeline's going to, somehow it's going to self-correct. You know, it's going to get back on track, whatever that means. Now, I'm thinking and reflecting a lot recently and right now in this moment, you know, our timelines are never really self-correcting. They're not really getting off track. They may feel like that. And let me tell you, this past year, I have felt nothing but an off-track timeline. What I mean by this is that I picture a railroad track, a bike path, an interstate, just straight shot. Any of those will do for this example. I thought that my life, when you're on the path, when you're going straight, if even if you're in a boat, you're going down the river, when you're going straight down the water, everything feels good. You're in your comfort zone. Everything's working out for you. You might be thinking about a time in your life, more multiple times in your life, when everything just seems like it's going right. It's sunny days. It's, you know, everything's going right. And then there's the parts where it feels like everything's going wrong. That's where you're like off track. But there really is no track, in my opinion. Personally, I don't think there is a track anymore. I think that we're meant to be where we are in the exact moment that we are. That's what I firmly believe. I'm a huge believer in everything happening for a reason, as I know many of the people that I talk to and many of you listening probably are as well. It's taken me a really long time to understand this, and I don't fully understand why things in my life have happened. I've tried, like I said, with the breakup recently, I've really tried to process it and be as okay with it as I can be in this exact moment in my life. But I'm still learning every day. I'm learning that through guidance and with support from the people I love in my life that have been incredibly kind to me and overwhelmingly poured love into my heart, they have helped me realize that there really is no timeline. You can have goals. Did I think that I was going to be a full-time teacher 2 years after graduating college? Absolutely not. Once COVID struck the world, I figured it probably wasn't going to be soon after I graduated, but I did not think that I had no idea it was going to play out like this. And I think that happens for a lot of us. A lot of our life is not knowing what's going to happen next and not being able to predict a lot of things. My dad recently had something very similar happen to him. He had an opportunity present itself, and it's been something he's been working really hard towards, and it presented himself in an unexpected way, kind of out of the blue in a way. And I think he would tell you the same thing, that he had no idea that it was going to happen and definitely not happen like it did. And, you know, he's 50, going to be 52 this year. And my point is this: I'm 25, going to be 26. He's going to be 52. It doesn't really stop happening. Right? And I think that trying to have a timeline for your life not only makes you focus on something that's kind of irrelevant, but I think it takes you out of opportunities of being present in your life and in really enjoying the ride in this thing. And I'm trying to tell myself that as well. I'm trying to learn this, and it's something that I'm learning and I'm practicing every day, and every day is not pretty. There's days where I really wish it wouldn't have taken so long to get a full-time job and that, you know, things wouldn't have happened and so on and so forth. But I correct myself and I remind myself that everything's happening for me, and this is just how my life works. And I think that comparing to other people's timelines and other people's lives just takes away from your own. And it really is a beautiful ride. There can be really dark moments in your life, and you know, even in the darkest moments, there's glimpses of hope. There's glimpses of sunlight behind the dark clouds, and I can tell you that firsthand. So I just wanted to send out a gentle reminder to myself and to you that your timeline is just your life, and it's going to be different. It's just like us as human beings. We're all different. And this is kind of crazy. I'm just thinking about this right now. If you think about it, think about how different we are just naturally as human beings. We have different interests. We look differently. We have different family. We have different friends. We have different hobbies. We have different food tastes, ethnicities. The list goes on. We're different in so many ways. So how in the world would our timelines be the same? Why would our timelines be the same? That's a great question. I'm going to tell myself that. If we're so different and we promote being different because it's beautiful, and it is, then why would our timelines be the same? Why do we need to be the same as other people in other areas? All of this to say that you can still have goals. You can still have things that you're working towards, short-term, long-term, lifetime goals. This is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you don't have any goals and you just go with the flow every day, every second, and you have no direction in your life. That's different. Direction and timeline. Timeline to me are things that happen to you, a lot of which is uncontrollable. You put yourself in the best position in your life, and the rest is out of your control, in my opinion. So let's keep rocking. I'm going to try it. I'm going to practice this. And let's remember that our timelines are different just like we are. And that's beautiful. It should be celebrated. So yes, I love each and every one of you. Thank you for there's people that continue to reach out to me about the podcast, and that just gives me chills and goosebumps, and it really fires me up, because we, in December of 2022, this will be the this podcast will be going for 4 years, which is even crazy that it coming out of my mouth, it just feels like it's been like 2 months, which I think is a great feeling. But 4 years in, a lot of memories made coming up on 4 years. A lot of relationships have been formed. I've had a lot of opportunities to, you know, converse with people that I never would have, I believe, if I didn't have this podcast. So thank you so much for making it possible for, you know, just for listening and for being here. I love you with all my heart. I hope that you realize that your timeline is just your life. And I hope that you can remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. That Black Lives Matter, trans rights are human rights, and that's, you know, let's let each other choose, because I think that's a very important thing right now. And so let's continue to love each other, continue to take care of each other, and I'll see you on the next one. How about that?